with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's starting to feel a little bit like fall. There was a little snap in the air this morning when we got up, and you know, I enjoy this time. It's my favorite time of year, the fall. I often get opportunity to get out in the woods and sit in a tree or just walk around and enjoy the beautiful bounty of Mother Nature. This is a perfect time for me, and it's tailgating season, and it's just, you know, I don't have, I can put on a flannel shirt and feel comfortable in it, and you know,
get
I mean,
Stormy
like,
Cromers out,
right? Yeah, let me go down the list of the reasons it falls so cool, right? But
because it ain't winter yet. Well, this Full Belly Deli segment is just something that we put together to give you a full belly for a price. This is stuff you can do, and everybody's worried about price, right? Now, something I came up with years ago was doing my meatloaf on the grill on a pizza stone, and then I did some in the smoker, and we've publicized it a bit, and I'm getting really good feedback on that. More and more people are trying it, and I'm sure other people have done it, and I'm not claiming I invented it. I just did it as, you know, you do these silly things on the grill sometimes. And doing it on the pizza stone was really, really nice because a lot of that fat from cheap hamburger, which is what you use for meatloaf.
Right, well, 80% is best in my my book anyway.
Yeah, so a lot of the fat renders off the stone and drips onto the fire and gives you that savory throat that you've got right now.
That's right, exactly.
So I did get a really cool message a couple days ago from Pat up at the Chase Creek Smokehouse, and he sent me a picture of their big Southern Pride smoker loaded up with meatloaf. He says, this is going to work. And then he sent me another one, said, this is ridiculous.
It worked.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And guess what? People love meatloaf.
Yeah. Even it's comfort food, man.
Yeah. Even really like well-to-do people who, you know, you may assume eat really expensive stuff, you'll find meatloaf on their dinner table very often, and it's just fantastic. So whatever your favorite meatloaf recipe is, just try it on your grill or in your smoker.
Right.
And, you know, if you might have to put it on some tin foil. You might have to do it on a, if you have a pizza stone, by all means, try that because that's just cool. When you get done with it, and I do two of them at a time. I have a big pizza stone, and I'll do two of them side by side at a time. My wife.
A couple pounds each? I mean,
A couple pounds each easily. Yep. I let my wife make up the mixture because she is the goddess of meatloaf. She has some little secrets, and hers just turn out better than mine. It's just everything she does.
It's one of those things where you can put almost anything in it and not ruin it to an extent.
Almost.
Yeah, and Michelle made a meatloaf last week, and she put rice in it. And I was like, at first I was like, and then it was like, you know what? This is okay. It just added a little bit different dimension. There wasn't a lot of it in there, but I, you know, at my age, I'd never eaten meatloaf with rice in it before. And she's like, yeah, we do this all the time. It's kind of like a family recipe. And so I was like, oh, that worked out good. And she put marinara sauce on the top of it. So there's a, you know, a completely, I'm a ketchup and maybe onions and some peppers.
My mother used to do ketchup.
Yeah.
When our kids were little, Maureen did meatloaf all the time.
Well, yeah, it's a great value.
I mean, it was great, yeah. I mean, we had our standards. You could, just about the day of the week, you could tell what was going to be on at the Nermico house because, you know, Wednesdays are spaghetti, Friday's pizza.
Yeah.
But that's family food, right?
That's
what you do, the simple stuff. You don't serve steaks to your kids all the time.
Right.
It gets a little pricey.
You know, and if you mix your ground beef with maybe some breakfast sausage or something like that, gives it another profile. Venison is another one. We're coming up into the hunting season here. You know, you take some ground venison, maybe mix it in with some breakfast sausage or mix it in.
Or beef.
The venison is often dry,
very
lean.
So yeah,
you want
so
a little
if you
bit
have
of fat
some of that,
mixed in.
So if you have some of that ground venison in the fridge and some cheap burger you bought on sale that's going to be 80% or there's a beautiful combination. I like making meatballs out of that, and those are also good on the smoker. But I'm down a bunny trail here. Hot and sweet chicken skewers.
Mm.
So last weekend we did some chicken wings with a Memphis blend rub on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd finished them off on the grill. And right when they were getting done, basted a little Hawaiian marinade on them.
Right.
And the people loved that. They're good with just the Memphis, but you add that sweet to it.
Right.
And they started, I mean, we could not keep up on the wings.
Right.
And that's kind of cool because that's the simplest thing we made.
Right. So this Memphis profile is a rub with a little bit of citrus in it. And then, right, and we smoked them for, what, an hour and a half in the smoker, what we normally do. But they're a little better when they're crisp up a little bit on the grill. So Bob took this, and it was just out of a jug, right? I mean, you buy it at Lowry's has one. There's a bunch of varieties.
I think it was Lowry's.
Bunch of varieties, but it's their Hawaiian marinade. Mm-hmm. And it's got, you know, pineapple in it and some other citrus juices. And it didn't soak them in it, but you just rubbed it on there with a brush.
And I only brought that because you said, oh, just get that simple stuff. And I thought to myself, I have never bought a marinade in my life.
Yep.
I don't even know where to go. I'm going all over the supermarket. It's like, I didn't want to ask anybody.
Right.
Usually it's by like the asking directions.
Right. Usually like by the barbecue sauce. But
so they had very little. And this is on the top shelf because I think they were all sold out. But there were the last four jars that they had of anything sweet were Hawaiian. I thought, I'll try that.
Yeah.
And I think we marinated the shrimp in it.
Right.
Which it turned out really nice. It was way easier than making it. I do things the hard way too much, I think. So that was really nice.
A little health note there is we used a separate pan of marinade for the shrimp, and we used the same marinade flavor but new batch of it
chicken. We didn't brush that on
it. No, you never ever mix your marinades from raw to finished product.
No. Yeah. Now, you can boil those marinades down. You can cook them and thicken them up, but with shrimp, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So anyway, Memphis profile, the secret to that is powdered Worcestershire.
Really?
And I don't know where you can buy it, but if you buy a Memphis blended rub, which strangely enough, they're all made in Kansas City.
Yeah.
it's powdered Worcestershire, and that's the secret. Now, not a secret.
Right.
Yeah, it's really good because Worcestershire is just got a great tang.
So
it's made with fish sauce and all kinds of things, and it's just got this little bite that gives you the simulation.
I usually put, I make a big pan of beans. I'll put about a half a jar of Worcestershire in my beans for that exact one. You just get a little tang on your tongue.
You're talking about baked beans, pork and beans?
Pork and beans when they're, because, you know, load them up with brown sugar, but I just put a little, half a bottle of Worcestershire in there, and you get a little, just a tang right on the tip of your tongue, and it just kind of a good little flavor. But let's finish this hot and sweet chicken skewers, because what's the hot side? We covered the sweet. What do you usually use for that?
You can use anything. I'm tending to get to be a garbage can cooker. I just like go through my cupboards and I find things and I'll try a little of this and that and I'll blend them together and I'll just make up something out of two or three little leftover spices that I have, blend them together. And, you know, it's amazing. They taste great.
Right.
You can blend blends. I do the same thing with bottles of wine very often too. Note to anybody visiting my house.
Are you mixing those inside or in the glass before they get in?
We don't normally have too many half bottles left.
Yeah, I'm like, really?
I found one last night.
Yeah. It came from earlier today.
So, breakfast bottle.
Yeah.
And then skewers for the kids. This is a cool thing that I've only done once, but I should do it more often. We just don't get many little kids at our house anymore.
Right.
But just skewering hot dogs and whatever kind of sausage, again, is in the house, garbage can.
Right.
And then you get those little waffles that are frozen. They're like French fries, but they're potato waffles.
Yeah, waffle fries.
Yeah, waffle fries. And you just cut up hot dogs and waffle fries, and you can throw like a cherry tomato, but most kids don't like tomatoes. But they do tend to like red peppers. And so I found that to work.
Yep.
And I'm thinking you could do pineapple, too, if you wanted to. I've never tried that, but just something to go with a hot dog. So it's like a hot dog and fries on a skewer. It looks cool. The kids love it.
Right. Cut the sharp tip off because you don't want them to. I've seen it happen. The kids will stick the end of the skewer in their mouth trying to get that hot dog. And then the spear in the back of their throat.
And the wise guy jabs him in the hand.
Yeah, right. But
gives him a savory throat.
Hey, coming up next, we're going to take a little trip down my family tree here.
Uh-oh.
This is a good one.
It only goes down.
Right. I have a nephew in Portland, Oregon, who's the executive chef at a place called Olympia Provisions. And we're going to get him on a live line and talk to him a little bit about cured meats and sausages because... He wouldn't tell you this, but he's an expert at these things, and his company specializes in these, and you can get them all over the country at Whole Foods. So coming up next, Big E from Olympia Provisions. Stick with us. We'll be back. And the sun by you and me and the birds.